Story 2. After reading. Activity 7. You are a famous expert on the Cthulhu cult, and they are interviewing you on the radio. First, choose the most appropriate answer, then listen to the CD and check your answers. Finally, reply to the final questions using your imagination.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here is a man who has finally cleared up the mystery known as the Cthulhu cult. So, Professor, what can you tell us about Cthulhu? Does he, she, or it really exist? Is it a he, she, or it, by the way?
Good morning, everybody. Well, being an entity, probably it is better if we talk about it as an it. However, it is so powerful, it can transform into any form it wishes. That's why it's so dangerous and difficult to recognize.
So, it's not only superstition then. What exactly is its mission?
That's hard to explain. Let's say that it is the representative of a long dynasty of gods who ruled the earth long before man arrived. Back then, the great old ones ruled the earth, animals, nature, everything, and created their own religion, which had its supreme ceremony in the killing of a thousand lions. When man arrived, they hadn't yet recovered from a terrible attack by lionesses, so they decided to close themselves in their city, Rilie, and decide on a new strategy for the future. They were about to come back to the world because they had found the secret of eternity, when a terrible tsunami submerged their city and they sank into the seas. However, they were able to leave messages to the future generations, and later find their representative in Cthulhu, a very powerful priest of an ancient, primitive religion. So, I suppose their mission is to have their power back, to rule the earth again, and to use humans as victims for their ceremonies.
Well, nice program, I must admit. Okay, so here are some final questions for you. What do their disciples do in their ceremonies? How will Cthulhu resurrect again? And last, but not least, how can we destroy it and the great old ones?